By Gamers for Real Gamers. This week's podcast was cute for your pleasure. Please note, the podcast may have some adult-oriented content, so parental guidance is advised.
I'm gonna do that according to the who's on my screen. So what I'm gonna do is Mark is closest to the left of my screen, so Mark will go first. Right. Denzel will go second. And Sean, you go last.
Okay then.
Okay, so
this is just like dodgeball.
Oh my god, yes, it's so true.
You didn't get the glass, bro. It's all cool.
No, I'm an easy target. Oh, you've seen the size of me. I'm an easy target.
Oh wow, that's we're already having fun already.
He said it, not me.
Yeah.
I definitely did not say it.
Okay.
Oh, I know you didn't.
Mark, are you ready? Are you ready, Mark?
What are you chatting?
I didn't hear you.
I saw trying.
Okay, cool. But you need to change your picture, Mark. But you're ready. All right, you can change it. Okay, so here's what I'm just gonna start the show, and we're just gonna think. So we're gonna have to be all professional like here, guys. So like, you know, for audio quality and all that kind of nice, beautiful stuff. So let's get started, guys. All right, so oh man, every time I do this, I get a little bit excited. All right, so I'm gonna laugh. What's wrong with you? You see, now you have me laughing. Okay, I need to get serious here. All right, so. Okay, hello, good night, and welcome.
Hello, what the hell?
I was gonna do that.
Good night, and welcome to the Button Smashers podcast. This is episode 21. Tonight we have with us, as usual, we have Sheldon. We have Sheldon. Sheldon, say hello to the people.
Alright, yeah, what's going on, guys?
We, as usual, have Katami. Say hello to the people, Katami.
Hi, everyone.
Adrian.
Night, everybody.
Right, and we have our returning guest, Nigel, the second half of the dynamic duo that is Natalia and Nigel. Nigel, say hello to the people.
Sure, you can.
All right, and as usual, I am your host, Q. We have some new guests with us tonight, so we're going to start with our first guest. Mark, introduce yourself to the people.
Hi, this is Mark from South of Kentucky Interact.
Is that it, Mark? Mark, what are you into? I'm gonna have to do like a reporter now. Mark, what are you into, Mark?
I'm a gamer, professional.
You're a gamer, and when did you get into gaming, Mark?
I think before you were born, Atari something.
Was born, wow. So that your first console would have been
an Atari.
An Atari. Is gaming your only passion, Mark, or is there anything else that makes you all passionate and stuff like that?
Not really. I don't like gaming.
Okay.
Gaming and work. Normal work.
Okay, Mark. Well, at least we have a gist of Mark. So, people, this is Mark. Denzel, say hello.
Yo.
Introduce yourself.
Yo, everyone. I'm Denzel. Well, the most I could see, I'm a hardcore gamer, PS3, well, what I'm into. I'm into anime. I got into anime, like, at the age of, like, 13 or something. And, yeah, and gaming has always been a passion to me, you know, that stuff.
That is beautiful. That is very beautiful, Denzel.
Yeah, man, no problem.
And tonight we have the sensational Sean Reyes, right? And you have to say that as one word. You can't just say Sean. You gotta say the sensational Sean Reyes. Because that's how I was introduced to Sean. So basically.
Sensational Sean Reyes.
The sensational Sean Reyes. Now, Sean can introduce himself. Sean, introduce yourself to the people.
Good evening, boys and girls. This is the sensational Sean Reyes, but you can just call me Sean. I am a comic book artist, and you can say I draw stuff.
That's it. Even though we're supposed to start, Sean once told me a joke.
Oh no!
Sean, would you not mind sharing this joke with the people? Sean once told me a joke about how you introduce yourself as a comic book artist to Trinidadian people. So, Sean, how do you do that?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, Sean.
I have a really bad memory. You have to refresh my memory about that. You go ahead. You run with it.
Oh, man, you told me about this friend who told you the way in which you tell someone. You told
oh,
me.
My goodness. Oh, yeah, that was my good friend, Brian, a.k.a. Jet Li Williams.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic artist himself. He was a graphic artist by trade, but now he teaches English in Japan. Yeah, exactly. Apparently, I don't sound Trinidadian enough, which... Lord knows what that means. So he said when we were doing our first comic book, this was 8 years ago, he told me, in order to sound Trinidadian enough and to represent the 868, we have to say, yeah, I is a drawist.
You was a drawist, dog?
And when they ask you, well, how did you start drawing? Apparently the response would have to be, well, my mother, she give me a pencil.
Seriously?
Oh my god.
Question.
Yeah.
Have you ever introduced yourself to anyone like that?
Apparently, I have to learn how to sound Trinidadian first, then apparently I can really pull it off.
Don't worry, Sean, I get that all the time.
Yeah. You can just chalk it up the gas, though.
Oh no! You see, this is beautiful. I'm laughing already. I'm having fun. You guys are hilarious. I like this. I like this podcast already. And I know I love all my podcasts, but I'm liking this one a lot.
It helps that this one isn't cursed.
Okay. Yeah, this one is because the last podcast we had was cursed. That episode 20 was evil, man. Like, seriously, it was a good podcast. I enjoyed having everyone on it, and we had fun. But we
maybe
all
it wasn't cursed. Maybe it was
misunderstood. Is this a word as misunderstood in a podcast?
trying to be politically correct. We need to give to the people, not just the hardcore listeners.
I think it had like issues with itself and its identity. Once it was called Episode 21, it was written.
And you know the funny thing is, Jordan's audio was fixed during that podcast after that. So like that's just weird, you know. Like, come down to the end of it, after Natalia said this is Episode 21, like Jordan did not drop out after that. So that's like weird, you know. Like seriously. But yes, before we get fully start with the podcast, I want to make sure everyone has the topics that I send up open as a PDF document open on your desktop, at least so you can actually see what we're going with, so you can, you know, keep up with whatever is going on. So you guys have those documents open?
Yeah.
I have mine.
I just closed mine, but I memorized it.
Okay, see that? Chalk that up to Nigel's epicness. So here's the thing, right? I'd like to thank one person before we start this podcast fully, and that is Ben Landis, right? And Ben happens to be one of our new followers, and he's also recently followed me on Twitter, right? Now Ben does pixel adventure pixeling. I think that's the name of his of what he calls it. Basically, it's like 8-bit music that you hear in like video games and stuff like that. It's pretty cool, right? I met this dude on Twitter, and his music is just epic. So basically, what Ben has done is Ben has allowed us to use one of his tunes in the podcast. Now you guys can't hear it now, but when this is edited and goes up, you guys will hear it. So basically, thank you, Ben, for allowing us to use your pixel music, man. I totally enjoyed it, and I know the listeners are gonna enjoy it as well. All right.
I like to play Legend of Zelda.
It's actually original music that he's made. It's epic. It's really good. Yeah, it's original stuff. It's not like remanufactured stuff, you know. So,
it's not a Puff Daddy special. Hello,
Burn. Oh. Come on, if you want a Puff Daddy special, you'll have to have somebody in the background saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You need a hype, man, basically.
Isn't that generally his contribution to all music? You have somebody else performing, and then every 2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget the girls. Gotta have the girls should they attend the show.
Yeah, well, they contribute more than Puff Daddy does.
Oh, Yeah.
Yeah. But I digress. Thank you, Ben.
Yes, thank you, Ben. And we have to start the podcast tonight. So because the first podcast happens, the first topic happens to be Adrian's topic. Adrian, you start the podcast tonight, guy. Do you know? Adrian?
Okay. My topic this week is PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale.
AKA Pass.
I was actually waiting for that.
Yeah.
But
I'm trying to put how to best sound it, the full thing. But yeah, that's what I'm calling it right about now. I'm calling it Pass. But I'm gonna call it either Pass or Battle Royale. I'm not gonna say the full thing. Crazy? That's too long.
Well, so. The game's being released in November. So they started releasing all the information, stages, characters, items, all that nonsense. So if you guys look at the topics, I actually sent you guys the character roster for the game.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the characters we know for sure are actually going to be in it. Are you guys actually comfortable with the characters they chose for this game so far? And is there anybody, you know, PlayStation related, Sony related, that you guys think should be in the game that might actually give it that, oh, I need to buy this game edge?
Crash Bandicoot.
For real.
Just for all those who joined late, the topic, the links for Adrian's topic are the last two links I sent on Skype because I mixed it up in the PDF document. So just if you don't have it already up, you can go in the links on Skype.
See the last two links you sent because you added them after.
Really? Is that how it works? Okay, I'm going to send them all over again. I'm just going to copy these links and paste it. So, yeah, I know it's no swag. So, like, here are the last two links. So, you guys can follow along. All right, so you guys may continue.
Yes, I am looking forward to Crash Bandicoot. Although, I'm very glad that I'll call him New Dante made it in. I was kind of hoping for Classic Dante, but here you do.
I actually look at New Dante being in the game as promotion, seeing that nobody actually likes him. So it's like, he's going to be in a battle game. Maybe.
Yeah, I like him.
Actually, at first, I was totally against the remake of the character, but when I sat down and thought about it, and I played over DMC4, I was like, yes, I think we needed a good reboot.
Yeah, I personally have no problem with changing the character of Dante. And as far as the list of characters in PlayStation All-Stars, I'm quite fine with the listing here. Personally, this is not my typical game that I go for, but I'm satisfied with the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else has a point to put on this topic?
Well, let's see. Go ahead.
Okay, you go ahead.
You sure? All right. Well, biggest concern right now, actually, because I've been hearing talk about the controls and whatnot. And for me, you know, I'm always a guy about controllers and whatnot. So hearing that there's going to be 3 attack buttons and characters going to have 50 plus moves is like, wow. Okay. Interesting.
They're trying to get in. Basically, I look at this game as the Brawl competition.
It's not going
to happen.
Basically,
Sony's attempt to one-up Nintendo on their classic Smash Brothers Brawl concept.
Has Sony ever one-up Nintendo? Like, really think about it? I don't think it's possible.
Sony gave us Uncharted and God of War. They one-up Nintendo.
No, you should think about this. You can one-up Nintendo if you give them a game that Nintendo made as a style of gameplay and beat that style of gameplay. No one has beaten Mario. No one has beaten Zelda. No one has beaten Metroid, so like seriously, you cannot one-up Nintendo.
But why couldn't it just be like one company showing homage to another instead of it being a total competition?
Because we know Sony and Nintendo have competition. There ain't no love there. Just hate.
The reason we gotta look at it like a competition is because basically that's what all the fans are looking at. They see this game and they're like, oh look, it's a knockoff of Brawl.
That and also the fact that...
that it is...
There's also the factors that when Nintendo, you know, announced the Wii originally, Sony and Microsoft were like, motion gaming, ha! And then years later, crud.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta go with what works. They can just totally avoid the market. Now, if the new motion gaming was selling, I mean, they can't just drop that out.
Nah, I'm going with that what someone said on one of the earlier podcasts, the fact that Nintendo Sony waits out of Nintendo's building in the back and just waits for all the ideas to just throw out the window and they just kind of like steal it, you know, basically. You know, Sony, there's very little originality when it comes to Sony sometimes. You know, I mean, sometimes they are really original and I love it. Like, I'm a big fan of Uncharted and Infamous. Those are two of my favorite games. But how often do you get that serious amount of originality that is just like, wow, from Sony? You know?
That's a good question.
That's a good question for how much do you get that feeling from anyone in the market anymore? Because you could say Darkseid is a complete ripoff of Dante's Inferno. Dante's Inferno is a ripoff of God of War, and so on and so forth. So you could say that about a lot of games out here, a lot of developers out here.
Yeah, but the thing about this is that when, someone wants to say something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I just, said that Uncharted was an original idea.
It seems original.
Tomb Raider?
I was not about to say that. It's like Tomb Raider minus the breasts.
Okay, well, I'm correct.
No game is completely original because all game developers look back at what worked then to try and find a way to make it work for them now.
So why complain about Sony?
No, if you think about this, you know when you make a game and it's a ripoff, yes, but you can say like, okay, this is a ripoff, but I understand this is it just feels original. But then there are some games that you can just see, oh, blatant ripoff. You can just see it there, you know. And this All-Stars looks like a blatant ripoff of Smash Brothers. Yeah, it just looks like it. I mean, I'm just going by face value. It might actually be a good game, and I might just, you know, eat my own words, but it does look like a blatant ripoff.
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, when we look at it, you know, we all have our own opinions on, you know, what comes out, you know, from companies nowadays. But sometimes, you know, it could just be, you know, a homage to, you know, what has come from the past or what has come fought already. That's how I'm looking at it. That, you know, okay, it's the same team who worked on Smash Bros. Who's more or less, you know, went over to work with Seth Killigan, the light of Capcom. Yes, I know I'm gonna get flamed for that, but that's a personal thing. But yeah, I might be forgetting Seth Killigan, but I'm like, hey, the game looks good. I like it.
Okay.
With regards to All Stars, you can actually see that Sony is going that extra mile to prove that it's different from Brawl.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really think people are going to notice that extra mile in the sense that if you go on a shelf to pick up, let's just say you go to a figurative, theoretical video game store and you see Smash Brothers Brawl, new Smash Brothers for like Wii U or something like that, and then you see PlayStation All-Stars next day on the same shelf, you know. What do you think people are going to pick up off the shelf? Like, seriously. I know.
Well, if they have a PS3, I'm guessing they'll pick up All Stars.
come on!
Kind of walked into that one, didn't you?
Let's just say the theoretical person. Let's just say, okay, I'm gonna add to this. Let's just say this theoretical person happens to have a PlayStation 3 and a Wii U.
They can afford both. They can go with both.
Look, we can't. To make it better, you are that theoretical person, right? And you go in the store, you have both consoles, you have only enough to buy one. And you're going to choose. Which one would you take?
It depends on what I want. If I just want Brawl, because Brawl is the big name, and, you know, I already know what it's about, and I know what's going on. Or if I, you know, I like Sony, and I like their characters, and, you know, I want to try out this new game. Because it's new to the market and all that.
I might go with All Stars because of the fact I could actually live out a fantasy of mine and use Dante to kill Kratos.
I'll just go home and wait until I have enough money and buy both.
That too.
No, that is I'm sorry. I am not accepting that kind of answer. That is a.
Didn't say you could, that you have to.
You have to take one.
Oh, man, personally, I don't look at Sony as a little guy in any way, but I believe I should give them a chance to see what they could do, see if they could really improve upon it instead of just settling with what people know to be good. I believe that Sony has a chance of improving on it, whether people know it or not. And I would never know whether they improved if I don't get the game. I'd probably give them a chance.
Okay. Yeah. So if you actually take in a couple of their gameplay, you see that the simple mechanics and stuff that people expected them to copy from Brawl, they actually changed it all. The super bar, the combos, it's actually like a big styled arcade combo button mashing madness game.
It's basically just what I've seen so far. It's basically you beat someone until your bar fills up and then you do a special. That's what I heard.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you build up to your super, and if you have like the level 3 super, that basically kills everybody on the stage.
Okay, yeah. Dude, let me ask you something. With regard to All Stars and Smash Bros, you can't really compete. With regard to when you think about Smash Bros, it have a lot of clones that came out prior to All Stars, right? And the reason why Smash Bros work is because of the battle system. Now I played the game for years, and I just go to tournaments and stuff and participate, and you would know that Nintendo is for casual gamers. Smash Bros is one of the games that more hardcore gamers start to play. And even if you play it on a higher level, you would know that you wouldn't use specials and this other thing. Now it will appeal to casual gamers. Yeah, but when you look at it from a professional point of view, as somebody who's competing tournaments, it doesn't look like a game that you want to compete. It's just like a game that you just pick up and play and like Mod Nation races and put on after a while. I don't see them making much money off of this game in the next 6 months. It would not be like how Brawl is. Right?
It may very well be like a sleeper hit. It will probably, you know, have a slow start, and then all of a sudden, bam, you know, it picks up.
It's like what I say when, because everyone, we all know we all like to compare the big three, you know, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. But you really can't compare the original games that Sony brings out and the original games that Nintendo brings out. Because you really can't put Mario up against Uncharted. They're two different styles of gaming, and they're made for two different styles of audiences.
But actually, one question that I like to pose, with the whole multiplayer aspects with this game and compared to Smash Bros., there's the other game that a lot of people are not talking about, which my cousin and I actually spoke about, and we're talking about Power Stone. I mean, Power Stone itself was a very much 3D brawler, but you know, these two games, yeah, we have Brawl, we have Smash Brothers, and we have PlayStation All-Stars. They're more or less 2D fighters with 3D rendered characters. So, you know, there's still that whole factor that it's kept the traditional 2D. Does that make a big difference for a lot of people? Because a lot of people I talk to about when it comes to fighting games, they're like, yeah, 3D is the best thing. And then there are others who like me who like the 2D. So it's like, you know, which one? I basically still put, you know, I'll now put PlayStation All-Stars and Smash Brothers still up against, you know, Power Stone, especially Power Stone 2 on the Dreamcast.
I think
The 3D arena versus the 2D screen arena, basically.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, I just look at it from a competitive level. If you're playing a 3D game, how many 3D fighters you know that? I mean, you're like full 3D, like just like Power Stone, what's the name of that game? Cloud, Ergies, that, and
those games
were not popular, but mostly because the characters they used, right? Sony has some good characters, right? They're popular, but when you compare them to put them up against characters like Mario and the same kind of mashup kind of something, right? People more recognize Mario over any other character in the whole industry.
True,
right,
so Mario is Mickey Mouse of the gaming industry.
Yeah, pretty much. More people will be kind of skeptic about jumping on Smash Bros. On All Stars just like that. I think people will try to see if they get a demo. I would, because in this economy, you can't really take any chances with your money. Right?
True.
And I think the game's now is like 60 US for a game, and that's kind of, that's some madness. You spend that money and you get a game that you're not satisfied with? Nah. They're more likely to download a demo, especially if they played Smash Bros. Before, you know the kind of quality you're expecting, right? Than to come and spend something and you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good point. That's a very good point that Mark is actually saying, that, you know, we, as, you know, the consumer should really get chance to demo, because when I was waiting for Street Fighter, of course, Tekken to come out, I was expecting to get a demo. And lo and behold, it's like, oh, well, we're not going to, Capcom decided not to give us a demo. So, like, when the game comes up, we play it. And then we got to watch, you know, the professionals like Justin Wong and all those guys who take part in EVIL to, you know, give us the actual review. And then when I actually get in my hands, it's like, okay, there's just some things are lacking or should have been in the game. But you know what? I already don't buy the game already. Don't spend my cash. At this point in time, I'm like, hey, what? I'm actually helping the company. Hopefully, when they bring out the next game, they wouldn't rush it and it wouldn't be bad.
True.
Not to say that Street Fighter Tekken was terrible.
It just didn't live up to expectations.
It kind of dropped the bomb.
It more appealed to casual gamers, I think. I mean, casual gamers will love those games that, you know, you have some kind of stuff that overpowered and stuff. Just like you say with the build up three bars and all stars, and you know, they can't carry that in a tournament and expect people go, you know, play the game. Because more than likely, the hardcore gamers will pick up the game and they'll be looking. Those are the ones that would really carry the game. You know, even though casual gamers might pick it up, they might play it for a while, but it's the pros that is really push the game, you know, that, to keep it alive.
And those are actually people who actually spend the money to buy the game in the long run. You know, casual gamers would basically go, they'll see a game on a shelf, and they'll probably pick up any old random game and just say, okay, I'm going to play this. Or most casual gamers nowadays don't even go to stores to buy a game. They just download everything on the download on iPad or whatever and play those things. Casual gamers already have consoles, basically, as far as I'm concerned. You know?
That's true.
What you got to look at in regards to All-Stars, though, is what Sony's looking to do. Basically, this game is a fan service. Because I'm sure there are a lot of guys who sit down and they talk like, oh, Drake's awesome, but Kratos is better. And then there's like Cole and Big Daddy, Dante, all the different characters from all these different Sony titles and stuff. And they're like, I'm sure somewhere along the line people have been like, oh, what if they went up against each other?
In addition,
you gotta remember, this game is basically a collection of all your favorite characters from the big titles. So
yeah,
the game
true.
Basically is a fan service.
It is a fan service, but think about it like this right now. I have no problem with the game. I'm probably gonna get a copy of it because I get a copy of most games when they come out. But the thing about this is that had they done the game in a different way, in a sense like, let's just say they built a game from the ground up with a different look to it. Like, when I first saw the game, I looked at it and I was like, wait a minute, Smash Brothers? I hate when I look at a game and it seems like a blatant ripoff, and it just seems like these developers just stole an idea. Well, everyone uses an idea from someone else, but, you know, it just seems like they were lazy then in coming up with the concept for the game.
Exactly.
And if they had come up with something original, in the sense like, let's just say they made a fighting game and it just looked different. And I started playing off, and when I looked at it, I'm like, oh my god. Like, when you first see Uncharted, you're like, oh my god, wow. My sister sat in my room while I was playing Uncharted, and she was like, are you watching a movie? Is that a movie, or are you playing something? And I'm like, no, I'm playing a game. And she's like, really? Seriously? That kind of experience when someone sits behind you and sees something like that, and they're like, wow? You don't get that when you're playing a game like that, because they're just like, wait a minute, is that Smash Bros. Is that a modification of Smash Bros. Or something like that, with, like, extra characters or something? Basically, I'm sure if I put All-Star in a room and I play it and I say, guys, can you guess what is this? To some random people who don't know much about gaming, to know enough about what All-Stars is, and they know Smash Brothers, they'll probably think it's a mod of Smash Brothers. I'm guessing that's what's going to happen. You know, so that's my point of view. But, hey.
So they're going with what works. You can't blame Sony for trying.
Going with what works, yes. But if it looks like you, like, just take what Mark mentioned before. What's it called again? Mod Nation Research. Mod Nation Research copied Mario Kart. Is Mod Nation Research a bestseller? No. Mud Nation Research does not sell that much because of the fact that here's what, and someone goes to buy a game, they think, oh, Mario Kart, Mud Nation. Mario Kart is still a bestseller to this day. People still buy Mario Kart. I log on to Mario Kart servers on my Wii or my 3DS every so often and see people playing Mario Kart like all the time, you know. So basically, you can kind of tell in a different. I'm sure if I log on to a Mud Nation Research server, I'm not 100% guaranteed to find people to play with.
True.
So it's
basically
Sony,
that.
If Sony gonna if Sony looking to release this game like holding, I'd be like, no, they need to copy the system exactly if they want to pull it off. They kind of come no kind of half ass kind of, you know, because all the other games that copy Smash Brothers before, they look similar to what All Stars looks like. Turtles, Smash Up.
I was not about to mention that. I actually now remember that game. Yes, that's actually made by the same guys who did Smash Brothers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just that it was more for the whole 3D arena versus the whole 2D, similar to like Power Stone. I found, but because it was Turtles, you know, I'm a Turtles fan. As well as I am, I would still sit down and watch the original TMNT. And I will kick Jones on that till thy kingdom come, but... Yeah, you know, it's people looking at, you know, familiarity because, you know, I had, you know, this situation happen to me where I was buying a game for myself and my aunt asked me, is like, so why don't you pick up for your little cousin? I was like, he's not going to play it. I was like, why? It's like, you playing it? I was like, yes, because I know how Mega Man works. He will play Mega Man for 5 minutes and will toss that cartridge. Yes. So I think when it comes to that, with PlayStation All-Stars coming out, you know, in November, that's around the time when Sony's looking to cash in on the Christmas season. So that's what they're really doing.
Okay. Well, it's about time to wrap up this topic, but in the end, is there anybody, aside from who's already guaranteed to show in the game, who you guys would like to see show up that would make you, like, think this game might be with it?
Crash Bandicoot.
Well, we heard from Nigel.
Yeah, we heard from Nigel's Crash. For me, I would say, who do I like from... I can't pick Crash because Nigel's already taken Crash.
Take Lara Croft.
Pyro.
Ah, oh, shoot, yeah, Spyro.
Yeah, I'll
wow.
go to Spyro. Yeah, Spyro is a good one. I'll go to Spyro. That's my guy.
Yeah. Somebody pick Lara Croft.
Okay, let's hear from everyone else.
Come on, guys.
Let's hear from Sean. Sean has been really quiet during this topic. Sean?
Well, that's because I'm not a hardcore gamer and I'm not going to pretend to be one. exactly. Lara Croft would be a great addition. And speaking of somebody who really, I'm not a hardcore gamer. I don't even own a console. I'm drawing comics. I don't have time to play games. But I do value the design aspect of everything. And that's something I can appreciate. And I'm wondering, yes, Kratos would be fan service to anything. If you want to beat him up, if you want to use him to beat other people up, that's great. But you're telling me you're using somebody from Metal Gear, and you're not using Snake?
That is so true.
Seriously?
That is so true.
Surprise.
Yeah, Raiden. Oh, come on, Raiden. If you want to use Raiden from Mortal Kombat. Don't use Raiden from Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Should I remind everybody of the naked cartwheel incident?
Oh, no.
And it's in your brain.
Is Denzel still with us?
Denzel's back yet.
So. Okay, Denzel's not back yet. Katami,
we have back.
Oh, you're back. Denzel, who would you want?
Who would I want to see the most? Well, honestly... Oh, hell, I would love to see Pop Rapper the Rapper go against Kratos anytime, man.
So your characters are already there. Katami?
Nariko from Heavenly Sword.
Already in the game.
Yeah. She's already in the game.
Okay. He's in there? Awesome.
You know of Heavenly Sword, Katami? Wow, you surprise me every time.
Okay, I have one question. Has anybody heard the so-called thing down here that everybody believes that she is Kratos' great-great-granddaughter? Because I keep hearing that all the time. People keep saying, hey, it's Kratos' granddaughter. It's like, what?
Wait,
it's because of the style of the game. It looks like God of War. Again, it is the fact that games look like each other and people jump to them.
Yeah.
You know. But we have to move on, guys, because we're working with time here. So let's move on to our next topic. Our next topic is based on Bethesda. Now, if you guys know Bethesda is a company that makes RPG games, role playing games. All right, these are stuff like your Elder Scrolls games and stuff like that, right? And you know Elder Scrolls games are big, deep RPGs. Now, Bethesda has a new game coming out called Dishonored. Dishonored is a first-person stealth action adventure game, right? So far, that's what we've been told about it. And what I've seen so far in the news today is that Bethesda has released an app, a free app, that is supposed to promote the game, right? And the app is like, what it looks like to be, is like it's Fruit Ninja with rats. So, like,
wait,
you're cutting... Yeah, I'm serious. It's Fruit Ninja with rats, and you're cutting rats in pieces. So, like, what do you guys think of this bizarre idea for a game? Like, seriously,
what's the name of it? Rat Ninja?
No, it's not Rat Ninja. You guys can find the name probably in the link that I sent.
Rat Assassin.
Yes. So, what is the fun? Like, you know.
To me, it's dumb.
From what I read, I found this as a cheap knockoff to Fruit Ninja.
I just think it's just.
Come on, man! You're slicing rats.
It's disturbing. That's what
little thing. It is disturbing. Like, wow. Okay.
Anyone else has a point of view next?
Apparently, you don't have much to say about a ridiculous idea like this. do you want to call something Rat Assassin? Don't be like Pied Piper crossed with, I know, Jason from Friday the 13th. You want to call something Rat Assassin? Have Splinter from the Ninja Turtles tune Rogue.
Oh, God.
You're going to have an interesting Rat Assassin that way. Other than that, come on.
Wow.
That would have been a better unusual game.
Sean doesn't say much, but when he does say something, it's like, wow.
That would have been a better game.
Spectacular. He has a wife laughing.
That would have been a much, much, much better game, under all honesty.
Actually, whoever listens to this when it finally airs, do that game, please. Have Splinter turn Rogue.
Yeah, do that. Have Splinter turn Rogue. That would be interesting. I'd like to see that.
But here's the funny thing. Nickelodeon's bringing out the Ninja Turtles later this year.
No.
So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
Very kid-friendly.
No.
It's going to be very kid-friendly, so let's see if that match get on the Nickelodeon's gaming site.
Okay, I know I know it wasn't meant to be a topic here, but if you want to talk about the Ninja Turtles reboot, not the movie reboot, I'm talking about the new Nickelodeon series.
Yeah.
This could bring up something here. All of us grew up with Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah.
We probably would not be fans of this new kid-friendly one because we want to see the Ninja Turtles that we grew up with, or really. We would like to see them evolve. We'd probably like to see them darker, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
And just right.
Yeah.
Well, I've owned the original comics that Kevin Eastman did, so yeah.
Oh well,
that
was really dark. But here's the thing: when Ninja Turtles was really big, we were talking like the cartoons and the movies and whatnot. That was to appeal to a certain age group that we were back then. We're not that age group now.
True.
The kids that it's trying to appeal to now are the age that we were then. How selfish can we be to think that this is our Ninja Turtles? It doesn't really belong to us anymore, does it?
So true.
I
agree with you there, man.
Just yesterday, I watched all four Ninja Turtles movies with Machirana, and they loved it. I don't see why they should change it.
Well, there's a certain charm to that level of movie making in the early 90s.
Yeah, it is. It seems so nostalgic when I go back and watch old movies.
If you look at the film quality, I mean, there's a certain smokiness to it, to the lighting and everything, that they do not replicate in movies now. Everything has to be 3D or IMAX level. And if you try to recreate that, oh no, those animatronic heads are going to look like something a Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Oh wow.
Mind you, I would prefer to see those than any new CGI turtles. I would. But we have to be practical. This is kind of like, I mean, this is varying off from it. But this is kind of like when we saw Christopher Reeve as Superman for the first time.
No.
He looked perfect. But you cannot recreate that. This is not 1978. You're not going to find a guy that looked exactly like Christopher Reeve. And really, those red drawers are going to look ridiculous on anybody else at any other time. But they were perfect on him in 1978.
True.
Just throwing that out there.
Oh, Sean.
But I gotta ask, would any of you guys watch the Ninja Turtle movie if Tim Burton was to put some dark twist on it?
Tim Burton, yes.
Anything by Tim Burton.
Michael Bay, no.
I have to agree with you. Michael Bay, for Transformers, I just want to see the Transformers beat the ever-loving crap out of each other. I got fed up seeing Sam and Michaela and Sam and Carly and Sam and whoever.
It doesn't really matter. Sam and insert hot new thing here.
Anybody play a new game yet?
The what?
The new Transformers.
I haven't gotten it yet.
I'm currently playing the demo, and I was playing the online. Let's just say the online multiplayer has a few bugs.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's better written than the movies.
But the story is sick. You all need to check it out.
The story is awesome. It's perfect Transformers. I don't care what people say about Transformers and what. The story is great.
I'll probably pick up a copy.
It's kind of hard to mess up a Transformers storyline when you focus it on the Transformers.
True.
Thank you.
Nice points.
Okay, guys. Okay, we're gonna move on. I like all those points and everything. You guys just mesh perfectly together. You know, Nigel, Sean, Mark Anthony. Denzel's a little bit quiet, you know. Kitami, as usual, is quiet. But you guys mesh perfectly together tonight. But we have to move on because we're working with time, guys. So our next topic we're going to move on is comics. This is the first time Button Smashers podcast has ever touched on comic books. Basically, we've spoken about it briefly, but we've never really touched on comics because of the fact that we've never really had guests on the podcast who are all, you know, big on comics, except for probably Jordan that just started comics, and I'm a big comic fan and stuff like that, but you know, it never really came up in a conversation. But Sean is on tonight, and Sean is a comic artist, so basically I decided, let's put in a topic that would suit Sean, because I actually base the topics around the people who are on the podcast, so that it actually they have something to speak about, even if they might have something to speak about on a specific topic. When it comes to a topic that they might like, they might be, oh wow, you know, even though Sean is on every topic, because that's really awesome, by the way.
It might be gas.
I think that's gonna be your new catchphrase, man. It might be gas. So here's the topic, right, guys? I'm pretty sure I can guess some of the answers I'm thinking. But here's what: the top comic book movies that have ever been made so far. What would you say is your top comic book movie? Right, you only have one to choose from. So I'm gonna
start with
Sheldon. Sheldon is the furthest away on my screen. So Sheldon, pick one comic book movie that you would say is the top comic book movie.
I don't know. After seeing some of the recent movies, I think I want to lean towards Batman, because I've seen some pretty good Batman movies.
Okay, Adrian?
If I had to choose, I think I'd actually go with the Batman series too. Avengers is like, the Avengers movie itself is like right there. So.
Nigel? Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a real tough one for me, being a comic book fan for a long time. For something that was kept to the books somewhat, I would say the very first Spider-Man. But nowadays, I'll have to say Avengers.
Okay. Sean?
Do you want a single movie or a series?
A single movie.
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Okay, perfect. Yes. Hitami?
Avengers, because I love Loki.
Everybody, every female loves him.
And Sean's sketch.
He has the mohawk.
It's Luki, sir. Yes, Mark Anthony. What would you go with?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Okay. Denzel.
I would go with Dark Knight Rises as well.
Okay. For me, I would go with Avengers because I haven't seen Dark Knight yet. I'm sorry.
Wait, you haven't seen The Dark Knight, or are you talking about The Dark Knight Rises?
I haven't seen the Dark Knight, the last one that came out. What's it called again? It's The Rising.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises.
I haven't seen that one yet because I just haven't gotten time to go to the theaters. But as soon as I get time, if it's still in theaters, I'll see it. If it's not, I'll get it on Blu-ray or something like that. Because most of the movies that I miss, I get on Blu-ray. So basically...
I heard IMAX is bringing it back in October for a special run.
Okay, well, I'm going to see then.
Yeah.
Wow, there goes my money.
Exactly.
Okay,
come on, I don't need to eat that week.
Who needs to actually,
September though. We're gonna bring it back this Wednesday.
Denzel works in IMAX.
I worked at IMAX right now. I'm actually watching a movie right now while talking to you guys. I'm watching Total Recall. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what. Maybe
if you're watching Total Recall, you don't really need to pay attention, do you?
Wife watching True Blood in the back, yeah.
Okay, so basically, maybe we might all bounce up at IMAX. Maybe we'll go and see movies. It's been a while since we've had Button Smashers live at other theaters. But let's continue on with this topic. I was going to ask, why do you think it's the best movie? But I'm kind of vying for time here. So we're just going to jump on to another part of this topic, and we're going to see... What would you say are the problems with the comic book movies that have come out so far? Why haven't they made the cut for you, basically? So you can pick a particular movie and like just kill that movie, or you can just like say, well, most comic book movies have this particular problem or whatever. Let's start with Shell's. Let's start with Denzel and work our way back. So Denzel.
Well, for me, most comic book based movies these days, the directors of the movie don't really follow the original storyline. They often tend to change it up into their own perspective, thinking that somehow they'll probably make it better. But for us who, you know, us comic book fans, you know, we see it as some disrespect somehow. Because we grew up reading it this way, and for some person, we are finally gonna get to see our favorite villain / hero on the big screen. And it's not the same way that we read it. That's my problem.
Curse you, Sam Raimi.
Mark Anthony, let's hear you, bro.
I agree with what Denzel said. It's like when I read down this book, what it was, like, World War Hulk. And then I saw the cartoon, and they cut out so many parts of the story. I was like, oh gosh. So I agree with what Denzel said.
Katami. Tammy.
Wait, what was the question?
Best answer ever.
Oh my! This is why I'm. For everyone who knows this, if you go to the Button Smashers podcast website, Katami's catchphrase is a what? Because Katami is never paying attention. Like seriously. Huh? Katami, do I need to repeat the question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, Katami. The question I'm asking is right. For all the comic book movies that you've seen, the movies that have been made after comic books, right? What would you say is the biggest problem that directors are making that you know, spoils those movies for you basically being, whether you can pick a particular movie and, like, you know, destroy that particular movie, or you can say, like, you know, why all particular movies are just suckish. So what would you say?
I would say the way in which they leave out, like, the small details that matter. Because in some cases, like, it might be little stuff to them, so they think they could just skip it, but to, like, comic book fans and stuff, I mean, we, like, need to see that part for the story to continue, but it's their movie, so they do whatever they want.
Okay, we'll go with Sean next. Sean?
The main problem with making the comic book movies? The studios. I think the studios are the biggest hurdle in making a comic book movie that succeeds. The fact that studios want what will make money. if they adhere to everything in the source material, fine, every comic book fan in the world will be happy, right? They're going to make $1 billion from it if we do that. They need something with mass appeal, which unfortunately compromises the source material, and we don't get to see what we really want. But it's what the masses want. Sheep make you money.
Well put, well put. Nigel, you're next. Let's hear you, bro.
Sure. Well, all that said, what I was going to say is like, you hit it on the nail.
Okay, so Nigel agrees with Sean. Let's hear who I'm not even looking at my at this. I'm actually typing something. I'm not looking at the Skype window. Let's go, Adrian. I'm sorry, that's an epic fail. Adrian, you're next, and then Sheldon. So Adrian, what is your problem?
The one point a lot of people would like to go with is they don't stick to the storyline. But you can't really blame the directors and whoever designing the story for the movies because of the multiverse. And picking one story, and you'd have to find one that hasn't already been done, but one that everyone would still want to see. One that wouldn't throw people off.
Yeah.
I think that's the challenge most of these developers face, because when it comes to the comic books, they want to please the fans, they want to pull in new fans, but at the same time they want to do their own thing.
So
I have a question, right, for Sean.
Yeah.
All right. You know the whole the character of Pain, right? You know, he's supposed to be this huge, big guy, you know, strapping and stuff. Mm-hmm. How you find this being acted for The Dark Knight Rises, you know, given that...
Actually a preferred version to what many people think Bane is. This actually goes closer to the source material.
Really?
People just think about the brawn aspect of him. The thing is, why it is he was able to go to with Batman? Killer Croc is a super strong mutant. He's just on the level of Bane in terms of strength, and possibly even stronger. Here's why Bane was a better adversary for Batman. He was just as smart.
True.
And that's really as scary as anything. If you have a guy who's just as smart as you, has the exact same training as you, but he's just a little bit bigger and stronger, yeah, he's gonna kick your hiney.
more or less, either.
Yeah.
All right,
a lot of people don't know, but I'm kind of a comic book nerd. So when I actually saw
aficionado,
aficionado.
Yeah, you don't want to be one of those people who's be like, they'll come up to you and it's like, oh, you're like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. Oh, please.
I'm sorry. With that
someone can tell me that, and I'll just punch them in the face.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want you to end up in jail. We want you here for another podcast.
Okay, Adrian, do you have more?
Yeah, I was basically... With regards to The Dark Knight Rises, I was actually psyched when it was like, oh, look, Bane's here, and he's actually going to do the thing he's supposed to do. Prove that he's a big bad villain who almost killed Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That made me... That is why I love the Batman franchise.
Yeah.
Because they stuck to the main story, the story that hardcore comic book fans were looking for.
Hmm.
And they showed something new to the people who only know Bane as
the big, strong, huge guy
who everybody hires to do their dirty work for them.
Right.
That's the huge one guy who has a hose coming from his head.
Well, just
yeah, that's
problem.
All they focus on. That's all they ever focus on, the Venom thing. He hasn't used the Venom in years in the comics.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, for me, for this movie, I've seen this movie, like, honestly, like, 50 times. The only problem I have with this movie is, at some point, you don't understand what the hell Bane is saying. He's like, honestly, like...
Ah, the mumble that spawned a million memes.
Yeah, it's like, especially when the part when Batman comes, where's the trigger? Like, I honestly believe Batman is just grunting.
Yeah.
In the end, it all comes back to the point I was making earlier. The problem these movies face is the studios and the directors and the producers and everyone, they're trying to find a way to please everyone and, you know, avoid that comic book fan mob that will come with the pitchforks and flaming torches
at,
to pin them up.
At the end of the day, this is entertainment, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Once it entertains you, it has served its purpose. It doesn't matter if it's a guy with an IQ that's smaller than his waistline. If it entertains you, it has served its purpose, and they get your money. That's really what it's about. In Hollywood, there is no such thing as have to.
Yeah, but you also have to remember, in the circumstances where you have those people who just like to, you know, give us something because they want our money, but they don't consider the fans at all.
Exactly.
That doesn't really work out for them.
That's why I have so much respect for Christopher Nolan and what he did.
For me personally, a case in point where they change the story, where it's not really a big deal, I suppose, because, like you said, multiverse is a factor. How they added the story about the original girlfriend, I do like that, since they did leave it out in a few of the other movies. That was pretty good for me. How they changed up the story about the parents, and I guess they left the space open for them to reappear in the sequel. That's not actually what happened in the comic, as far as I understand. But like you said, the multiverse is a factor, and hey, it's all entertainment value.
Actually, to itself, the Dark Knight franchise, to me, is like its own multiverse, because Dark Knight Rises.
It's the Nolanverse. Yes,
well, yeah,
it is.
More or less, because Dark Knight Rises was actually a mix of different Batman stories somehow meld very well together. And that's the thing about it. It was so melded well that people don't see the different stories that were actually told within this one movie. And that was great.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, let's move on to the next topic. All right, the new Metal Gear has been shown at PAX. It is a prologue to Metal Gear Solid 5. Has anyone seen any gameplay footage of that game?
Not as yet. I've been trying to get something, but my side's been sticking. I don't know why. Flo, fix it now. Thank you.
Okay, has anyone checked out the link? The link is in the description if you guys want to click it quickly and check it out. But game seems pretty good. The Fox engine seems quite intriguing. I can't really compare it to the CryEngine for Crysis 3, which seems incredible. The detail is insane, but it does seem pretty good. All right, so you guys want to be checking out the links. Okay, okay.
I'm still trying to get mine to
if
work.
The link is, but actually the link needs an article, so this link that I'm going to share here will carry you directly to the video of the game. Right, so you guys can go check that video out. If you want to check it out while, just make sure the audio is not loud, is not running while the cast is going on. As I did watch the link already today, because Shells was the one who showed it to me earlier on, because she was hanging out by me. And basically, what I told Shells at the moment when I saw it, what I was thinking is that I find it doesn't look like, I find it looks like Metal Gear Solid 4 to me, but Shells corrected me because I don't own Metal Gear Solid 4. My brother actually owns it, and I played it on his PlayStation 3, so I'm not really an expert on Metal Gear Solid 4. But to me, it seemed to look the same. But Charles corrected me and said, no, Q, there are actually details that you don't see that was there, and now it's like, you know, even better. So for me, it kind of looks like a good game. You know, it looks good. The graphics look good. I've never finished a Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear game before. I'm sorry to say, it's surprising, but I have never finished a Metal Gear game, even though I've owned most of them. I just haven't gotten around to finish any of them at all. But yeah, it looks good for me so far. Anyone else?
Well, so far I'm watching it and it's like, wow, detail. It actually blurs the.
Okay. Also, I understand that we're talking about Metal Gear Solid at the moment, but has anyone seen the Crysis trailer? I don't really want to know. I actually want to compare the visual effects, because it's really freaking amazing.
The graphics are sweet, though.
Yeah, yes, beautiful. I'll give
them
that.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I was thinking, oh, is this some. I think I was asking Charles, if I'm correct, I think I was asking you, is this
yeah,
like in game? Yeah. Pre-rendered.
But at first, it did seem like it was pre-rendered, but it was genuinely in-game.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Kitami, are you with us? You're so silent.
I'm here.
All I could say is Kojima knows how to wet our palate with eye candy.
He knows cinematics. That's what I can say. The dude is like a movie director with a video game developer skill, you know. I guess that's what he is. But we're seeing the game here. For what we've seen here, we don't need to watch the entire video. You guys can continue watching this afterwards because we can't actually sit and watch this entire video. It will carry on the podcast too long. From what you've seen so far, what do you just guys said?
Your borders between video game and movie.
Come on. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god! Wow. Yes.
Ouch.
Guys, what do you guys think so far? Pause the movie, pause the cutscene, and let's hear your point of views.
Well, so far, from what I've seen, the graphics are amazing. I've just seen only 1 minute of it, 1 minute of it so far, and the graphics does seem pretty amazing.
Well, let's hope the entire game isn't just having a child in the rain in a cage.
Yeah.
Let's hope that's not the entire game.
Don't worry, when you watch the rest of the demo after the trailer, you'll understand that it's not just a child in the rain. That's just the beginning.
Okay, good, because I can see this really being interesting gameplay is if you're playing A Bug's Life and you're trying to dodge raindrops.
That would be an interesting game, man. I'm serious. That's a good idea.
But they
can develop that for the iPhone.
Yeah, can.
Right now, I'm hoping that we get to get a hands-on with this game. Because, see, this whole not getting hands-on thing? Yes, Capcom, I'm talking to you. Yes, let's get hands-on, man. We need more
hands-on.
Correct
me if I'm wrong, but isn't that a bit suspicious? If it is, they're holding back so much. They're just showing you little teasers. But they're not actually showing any gameplay. May I remind you, and yes, I'm not saying I'm a hardcore gamer or know anything of such. Does anybody remember the DCU versus Mortal Kombat video game?
That was...
I know all of you are trying to forget it because it was so crap. But when you saw the character designs, it was like, oh my god, they're actually going to have Batman fight Sub-Zero. Oh my god, it's
oh
so awesome.
God.
Exactly.
We saw the characters, we saw the cinematics, we saw the trailers, we saw everything, and it's like, oh my gosh, this game is going to be so epic.
Then the gameplay, you have, it was epic, an epic fail.
A fail.
Yep. Cinematics, very good. Gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
That was a movie idea.
Yeah.
Turn feel game.
Yeah. Jeez, well, let's hope this is not another example of that. Mind you, the Metal Gear franchise has been wildly successful. It's been well received, but there's always that one in every.
Devil May Cry 2. There is always that one that we want to forget.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope that this is not that one.
Yeah. And you see, there's not much feedback people can give on this because all they're seeing is a child in a cage in the rain. That's all they see. They're not seeing any gameplay.
It has some gameplay.
It does have gameplay.
A little bit. Not too much.
I paused it.
It looks good.
Okay.
My biggest thing is, they keep the sound effects. Don't change it.
Okay.
Okay.
And the cardboard box.
Yeah, I was just about that.
We need to keep that.
The big question is, will they realize Snake is in the cardboard box this time? If no one could see him once he's in that box.
Guys, sorry to interrupt you, but we're running low on time, so we'd move on to the last part of the podcast, which is the what to do section. So basically it's what are you playing or watching this week? So I guess Alaskus could start first. So Sean?
I'm not playing anything this week. I'm working this week on a project.
and watching, neither?
Right now I'm watching you guys on Skype.
I wanted to say that.
Hey, go ahead, we go way back.
Have you been reading anything, Sean?
Other than directions to my medication to make sure I don't mess up. I've had some catching up to do that when that I've been following some stuff in the New 52 from DC, trying to catch up. It's agonizing when I get to certain titles like Detective. My God, I hate you, Tony Daniel. Please edit that out, otherwise I would not get a job at DC Comics. but surprisingly, Batman is a pretty good title right now, which I'm surprised at. I'm really surprised because I hated its run for the past couple of years. Oh wait, Tony Daniel was on that too. That's why it sucked. Right now, Scott Snyder's writing it, and Greg Capullo, who used to do art for Spawn, is on it, and it's a great run.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think next should be Denzel.
Yep.
Yeah, because I suck all the oxygen out of the room already.
Should you rephrase the question?
What are you watching, playing, / I guess reading in terms of manga?
What am I reading, like, right now?
I guess for the week.
What have you been reading in the past couple of weeks, Denzel?
Oh,
what games have you been playing, or anime, or TV shows you've been watching, stuff like that?
Well, for the past couple of days, I've been playing over Skyrim and manga. Well, I've been searching for a new manga to read these days, because the manga I normally read, like, they take long to update. So, yeah.
Okay.
Read some old stuff. It's always good to go back.
I know.
Yeah.
I agree.
Go back and read Oh My Goddess if you haven't been reading it.
No! Not Oh My Goddess!
Why?
My Goddess.
It's good for a detox. It's really
good. Have anyone
for a
ever
detox.
Watched Chrono Crusade?
Yeah, that's good. I've seen Chrono Crusade.
Yeah, that is,
it's been on my list of things to do.
It's really, really good. Chrono Crusade is the main two characters. It's a touching story. I'd say that. You actually do feel like we always mention, I think last time when we were hanging out in the mall, Denzel, I think Denzel was there. Was Denzel with us? It was Denzel, Adrian, Katami, and a few other people, and we were hanging out. And I think we mentioned that that there are only so few animation and shows that actually make us tear up inside and stuff like that. And Chrono Crusade does actually.
Denzel wasn't there.
He's,
I
like,
wouldn't
he
lie.
He wasn't there. Oh, okay. I'm not 100% sure. My mind is thinking on the podcast right now, so it's a little bit buggy. But basically, we went to mall and we mentioned that there are only so few animation that actually. And shows that actually make us tear up inside, you know, and actually, you know, bring out emotions in us, I would say. And One Piece is one of them. If you guys have not listened and watched or read or whatever, One Piece, get One Piece. One Piece is my biggest recommendation. I know it's Adrian's biggest recommendation. Trust me when I say it's awesome. It's just epic. Yeah. But basically, Chrono Crusade is really good. It does bring out emotions in you. The story is superb. I'd say watch it if you get a chance.
Yeah, you should watch it, because for someone like me, I did cry at the ending, because I could have felt the whole emotional build-up on everything.
Alright.
Okay, list of things to do. List of things to do, yeah, so continue.
So yeah, Denzel, that's all you've been watching and stuff?
Yeah, more or less. I haven't been doing anything much these past few days. Sorry.
Alright.
I'm just trying to get some trophies, you know. There's some trophies in Skyrim. I'm trying to build up a trophy collection.
The never-ending Skyrim quest for trophies.
Yep.
Look for the bug.
Don't worry, bro. I understand. I understand completely.
Trophy hole.
Yeah, good luck with the bug.
Another trophy hole.
Okay.
Then Nigel.
Let's see. What have I been playing? Well, this week, I think it was actually Sunday, I wasn't too sure, the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure demo came out, so I've been playing that for most of the week since I can't afford to buy the game right now. Let's see, I've also been playing the Transformers demo because, let's face it, that deserves a high-definition TV, and I still need to get my own, so I'm waiting till I get that high-definition TV before I get the game. But playing the demo, I'm actually having fun being at Decepticon and sniping Autobots. I know, it's twisted. Really twisted. And let's see, I've been playing...
Oh, no, it's not Decepticons forever.
Everyone loves a good villain.
Yes.
Yep.
Although I was more feeling to play Grimlock, but he wasn't in the demo.
There's no Grimlock.
In the demo right now.
Oh, Lord.
Not at all, so...
Okay, sorry.
But in the actual game, he's there, and I want to play him so badly.
There are very few interesting Autobots. Grimlock is one of them.
Yes, yes, he is. Yes. Let's see, I'm also playing my Shifra Cross Tekken. Went up against two B-ranked players today, both their backsides. And I'm a scrub, so yeah. So I was like, wow, scrub power all the way. Let's see, what have I been reading? Well, the usual, Naruto and Bleach, blah. Same old garbage. Wake me when it gets better. Let's see. Axelwool and Sword Art Online have my attention. I'm also watching this one ecchi series that, for the life of me, I cannot pronounce the Japanese name correct, so I'm just going to pronounce the English name.
Is that the magic thing?
No, I'm actually watching So I Can't Play H. That's the English version of the anime.
What?
The English title that they gave is called So I Can't Play H. H meaning hentai.
Okay.
I'll post you guys the link for it. It's very ecchi oriented. It's like, okay, I haven't watched a good ecchi in a while, so man, why not? I don't know that. Nothing else.
Oh, just a random question. Have anyone ever watched Nozoki Anna?
Yeah, I've seen. I'm not watching the Zukana, but I'm reading the manga. It's actually interesting.
Well, read the manga.
Yeah, I'm reading that manga at the moment.
Me too.
okay. We'll carry this on. Who's next on the list then?
Next would be Mark.
Next, Victor.
What am I? Okay, the games that I'm playing this week. I'm the keep up to everything. Customers might ask when they come in store. So, Darksiders 2, Persona 4, I just finished Fall of Cybertron yesterday. What am I watching? Season 2, Walking Dead, Claymore, and that's it. What I'm reading, Hulk again, because I end up finding it. I was looking for a while, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay,
I can't remember the order after Mark.
Okay, well, Katami, you could tell us what you're reading.
I'm reading Fairy Tail and Naruto.
Okay.
That's basically all I'm reading. I'm watching same thing. Not really Naruto. I just started a One Piece movie that I've yet to finish. I'm playing League of Legends in DC Universe. The Forsaken World, but mostly League of Legends.
Ah. Okay.
Okay, now I'm a good girl.
Alright. Yeah, I've been playing Gotham City Impostors, Sleeping Dogs, Darksiders 2, and I want to start Final Fantasy 7 as soon as I get time to. I have been watching a lot of Black Dynamite. If you don't know what it is, you want to go laugh.
Oh, yes.
And
I know
Black
what's
Black
Dynamite. Dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. For manga, I have been reading Fairy Tail as well and Naruto. I figured I was right about certain things, so my mind was not as blown as I expected it to be. Kind of a bit of a disappointment.
My mind wasn't blown, it was just...
My mind was utterly and completely disappointed in Kishimoto.
Why would you be disappointed?
Because he gave us exactly what we thought was coming.
Exactly!
That is the sign of a failed author. On a big reveal like this, when you set it up for years, because he's been setting this up for years, you're supposed to blow our minds.
Well, don't worry.
On a random blog, see what everyone's thinking, and be like, oh, okay, I'll just throw that in there.
Well, there's still a lot of questions.
I doubt he did that.
There, if he's playing Gotham City Imposters and he's watching Black Dynamite, not much can really blow his mind after that.
Oh, God.
Heck, just throw in Archer there and you will be unfaceable.
Oh, yeah, Archer is epic.
Yeah, oh, I love Archer. Oh, my God, wow.
I'm sure he loves Archer too.
Sheldon.
Yeah.
Archer is the man. That is epic. That's a good show.
Yeah, that guy has the scariest mother ever. And I'm not using that as a euphemism. His mother is actually scary.
Yeah, seriously. This lady killed the dude and then like set it up as if the dude shot her and all that kind of shit.
And then... Have you all seen the Raptor episode?
I've seen all the episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, with the Raptor, seriously?
I've seen them all. It's just... Yeah, so guys, if you haven't seen Archer, go look it up. It's like Family Guy kind of stuff, but better. Go look it up, check it out, watch
come
it.
On, if you're using Family Guy as a reference, of course it's better.
I don't know who's next in this order. How is this going to go?
I think I'm next.
Okay.
Unlike all the other weeks, this week my list is extremely short. Because I haven't been watching any anime, because I'm waiting for my 2 terabyte external hard drive.
Gasp.
Q always says I have a pocket dimension filled for all my anime watching. Now I'm actually going to have one. But this week I've been watching White Collar, which is a USA show. If you haven't watched it, it's worth a look.
Yeah.
And I've journeyed back to my childhood and taken in Danny Phantom.
Did we all plan this thing?
I could watch Beetlejuice and Danny Phantom, man.
You guys can hate all you want. Danny Phantom was good. It was good.
A lot can be said for nostalgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually found it was good, but I mean, I'll quicker watch Beetlejuice over that any day.
Yeah.
Well, you could watch Beetlejuice. You can watch Beetlejuice because Michael Keaton is just that awesome.
True.
Yes. I mean, even before he played Batman, he played a zombie Joker. So, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Man. Yes.
So nice. Bad.
But Adrian's watching White Collar. That's awesome, actually. Wasn't expecting you to come up with that.
It's White Collar.
I know, but everybody else is mentioning that they've been watching certain animes and whatnot. You come up with White Collar, a live-action American show.
Hey. When it's that awesome, it deserves a mention.
Well, if you want to go American shows that you have to make time to watch, I'd go with Breaking Bad.
Which is
on right now, but they'll rerun it in like half an hour.
That's okay, Boo Boots, I guess.
Yeah. AMC is my friend.
I'm next.
I think you're last.
Oh, everyone else is gone already. Oh, I didn't notice that. Okay. Well, what I
have a question, been... Katami.
Yeah.
Never question Katami. She knows.
So we have a new Katami fan. Is that it? Wow? Katami just gets all the fans. Damn it. Let's
stop
okay.
It's because I'm cuter than you. Moving on.
Oh. Ah damn. Rub it in my face. I'm sorry. Ah damn. Okay. What I actually have been watching. I haven't been watching much because I've been really busy all week. But I did find a little bit of time to watch my usual, Melissa and Joey and And I'm watching a little Baby Daddy. I haven't watched One Piece yet for the week, even though I have to watch it before the night is over. So I haven't gotten to watch that yet. I have, what's this show called again? This show with the aliens and stuff like that, that they come down.
Wait a minute. You actually mentioned Melissa and Joey, and there's a show you forgot to mention?
Yeah, there's a show I forgot to mention. No, I watched Melissa and Joey.
You actually said Melissa and Joey out loud. My God.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm not here. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah. Don't judge me. I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie. Tell you guys, I love a lot of comedies. Because basically, my life is I'm mostly a serious person most of the time. So like, when I get a comedy to just, you know, let me unwind and just laugh a little bit, it's actually good for me. You know, I guess.
I have respect for you, but if it is, you can just say that you watch Melissa and Joey because you have a thing for Melissa Joan Hart from back in the day of Sabrina Teenage Witch. Yeah, you have way cred there.
Actually, let's not go there. Basically, I'm also watching
Salem is awesome. Sorry.
A lot has to be said
when a show could be awesome just because the best actor in it is a badly puppeted cat.
It's so true. Wow.
You were saying.
I have nothing else to say. Okay, I read manga every week, so I've read Naruto and One Piece. I hate Bleach, so I'm not reading that crap.
Come on. I hate Bleach, man.
The story sucks right now, and I loved Bleach before Aizen died, and I tell you guys this every week, so like, you guys should not be surprised by it anymore. I hate Bleach right now because the fact that the story sucks. You know, every time someone posts up a post on Button Smashers and say, "Oh, Q, it's got," well, they don't say Q, but you know, basically, "Oh, it's so awesome, it's getting better a little bit for this weekend," and I go and I read it, and I'm like, seriously, I really don't care about this anymore. You know, like, I start reading it, I'll flip through pages, and I'll be looking at it, and I'll be like, why am I so excited?
Right now, for me, reading Bleach is, like, something I do during the week. It's like, okay, is it going to end this week? Nope. Still sticking.
I'm good with insurance.
Let's just get to the point and just end it.
It's going to end soon enough, man. Don't worry.
I'm going to go with insurance. Wait for it. It's Clorox by this point. Like, seriously. Bleach is Clorox at this point. Other than that, I'm also...
come on, don't go there. I mean, Clorox is actually useful.
Oh, wow.
Dun, dun, dun. Sorry, wait. Dun, dun, ding.
Oh, wow. Okay. Other than that, I am reading Nozoku Ana, as Denzel mentioned, they brought it up earlier on. And I read a manga called Batum. So far, that's my actual reading list so far, manga-wise, right? Because I don't get that much time to watch shows, so I read more manga than I actually watch shows. Other than that, that is my list for the week, right? Gaming-wise, I have been only playing one game so far. I played a little bit of gaming last night because a few friends were hanging out by me, and we ended up playing a little FIFA and Gears of War.
Should combine those two.
What?
Nigger, I did not lose. I won at FIFA, and we were practically toe-to-toe in Gears of War. Alright, so do not be on my case from Gears. I was like toe-to-toe, you know, like, seriously. I don't get to play games that much anymore. But basically, the game that I'm actually personally playing for myself is actually, it's a DS title called Inazuma 11 2, and it's a European release, but, you know, the DS is region free, so you can import the game and play it, basically. So I'm playing that. Basically that's the only game I'm playing. So what we're gonna do now is, this is actually the end of the podcast, right? So what I'm gonna do is, I'm just gonna say it was wonderful to have all of you guys on it. I have to say, I've always said, and I say it on every podcast since their podcast, I always say my two favorites on the podcast happen to be Nigel and Natalia, but I'm going to add it to it, and I'm going to say Nigel, Natalia, and Sean. You guys are hilarious. I mean, like, Sean's personality on the podcast, like, the dude, he gets in on the topics, and he got the jokes and everything like that, and it's good. It's good. So,
No, it might be gas.
there's the catchphrase. I think I'm going to leave that in the comments in the podcast. It might be gas. Let me write that down. So basically, this is the end of the podcast. It was nice to have everyone who's listened to the podcast, all those people who have listened to the podcast from episode 1 till episode 21. I am really happy that you guys have listened to it. So to my new Twitter followers who have taken the time to actually listen to the podcast, thank you very much. To all of our fans, we have reached 100 likes on Facebook at the moment. So, yay. So 100 is a small digit in some cases, but it's a big digit to me. So basically, to all of
why are there no balloons and noisemakers at this point when you say 100?
Well, we'll find some. So basically, to all those people who have been with the podcast and have actually taken the time and been with us from day one. I am happy to have all of you with us. To all my co-hosts, I have to say, Sheldon, Kitami, Adrian, you guys are the best. I say it every week. If you guys really comment in the last podcast, I actually write it there. You guys are the best. You guys are on point. You guys have the topics. You guys keep me laughing. You guys keep the topics rolling. And Kitami just has everyone going with that voice. When she says something, you're just like, oh, she's just adorable. So, other than that, Mark and Nee were new with us this week, and you were really insightful. I mean, you haven't spoken much, but you were insightful, and I like that. So that was really cool. Denzel, you were also you skipped in and skipped out, but the fact that you took time during your week and you're actually, you know, letting those people look like, yeah, whatever, let's be on the podcast and all that kind of stuff. I like that. That's determination. You show dedication to the podcast, but that shows dedication to you. Alright, so Nigel, as usual, I think I've mentioned this all the time too. You're hilarious. You know, I split the group of Nigel and Natalia this week and they still won. You know, they still won, you know, like seriously. Natalia killed it last week and Nigel is here this week to destroy it, so that's epic. Alright, so what I would like you guys to do one by one is say goodbye to our listeners. So we'll start with Denzel. Denzel, say goodbye to the listeners.
Bye everyone, see you soon.
Okay, Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean.
Everyone, do have a good night and a better tomorrow.
Okay, that's nice. Nigel?
Be good, love, say bye bye.
Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Adrian, everybody.
Adrian.
I remember.
That is
approved. That is approved. The world approves my comment.
But let's continue.
Bye everyone. Bye. Well, guys, thanks for listening. It's been awesome. You guys listening to number 21. This is your boy Shell signing out.
I'm going for the Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Okay, as usual, I already said thank you to everyone. And whoever I have thanked, I'm thanking you now. Thank you to whoever I haven't thanked already. And as usual, this has been Cute for Your Pleasure.
Alright guys, this is Shells here. Thanks for listening to another episode of the podcast. Don't forget to like our page on Facebook. If you want updates from each of the hosts, follow our Twitters. Mine is at Shell0001. Keys is at LP Guardian. Kitami's is at AOZora18. And Adrian's is at Adrian D. Moses. All the spellings and links are going to be in the description, so don't worry about it. Also, if you want to interact with other Button Smashers, join the Button Smashers group on Google+, Facebook, and the Button Smashers Blog Plus website. Alright, thanks. It's been fun, guys.